Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. McManus reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland bunts towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus scores. Oliver moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber strikes out. There goes Oliver. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Werber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Meyer moves to third. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. McManus reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiland hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Sam Rice now playing right field. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodapp for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Sewell moves to second. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Dusty Cook. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.